This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that schools can safely reopen even if teachers do not get coronavirus vaccines. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The CDC's vaccination plans prioritize teachers as essential workers, but many have not gotten the shots yet. Some teachers' unions are refusing to allow in-person instruction to resume until they do. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says that's not necessary.
Vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite for safe reopening of schools.
Saying data shows social distancing and mask wearing can significantly reduce virus spread in schools. President Biden is pushing for nearly all K-8 schools to reopen in his first 100 days. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A United Nations-backed program to deploy COVID-19 vaccines to the neediest people worldwide on Wednesday announced plans for an initial distribution of more than 100 million doses by the end of the first quarter and more than 200 million more by the end of June. Henrietta Fore is the executive director of UNICEF.
We must get this right. Many of these doses will go to health workers in urban areas who are at highest risk of exposure to COVID-19 infections.
The Vaccine Alliance, which is leading the COVAX program along with CEPI and the WHO, says the Pfizer-BioNTech rollout through the program is expected in the first quarter of this year. AstraZeneca's rollout will come in the first half of the year. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq down slightly. The Dow rose by 0.12%, the S&P gained 0.1%, but the Nasdaq fell by 0.02%. This is VOA News. Police in Myanmar leveled their first formal charges against Aung San Suu Kyi, accusing her of possessing illegally imported walkie-talkies and giving the military authorities who staged a coup a legal reason to detain her for 2 weeks. The charge came to light 2 days after she was placed under house arrest and appeared to be an effort to lend a legal veneer to her detention, though the generals have previously kept her and others locked up for years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration is calling on Myanmar to release Suu Kyi and other dissidents.
We call on the military to immediately release them all and all detained civilian and political leaders, journalists, and detained human rights activists, and to restore the democratically elected government to power.
The military announced Monday that it would take power for 1 year, accusing Suu Kyi's government of not investigating allegations of voter fraud in recent elections, which her party overwhelmingly won. A team of investigators working on behalf of the World Health Organization visited a major virus research laboratory in Wuhan, China, Wednesday. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
Driving through thick morning mist, the team were bombarded by journalists' questions. Scientist Peter Daszak is the president of the EcoHealth Alliance.
We're looking forward to meeting with all the key people here and asking all the important questions that need to be asked.
The Wuhan Institute of Virology has been the subject of several conspiracy theories.
Did you find anything inside?
Some claim that a leak from the lab caused Wuhan's first coronavirus outbreak at the end of 2019. But most scientists reject that hypothesis. There have, however, been calls for the lab to release details of all coronavirus samples studied there. The WHO's fieldwork will last 2 weeks and has already taken them to hospitals and several markets in the central Chinese city.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. A film about a film writer and a TV show about British royalty lead the nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
Watch those stairs. They're treacherous.
Every moment of my life is treacherous.
The Netflix movie Mank leads the film nominees for the Golden Globes with 6, including Best Drama Film. The Crown leads the TV categories, also with 6. Other multiple nominees include The Trial of the Chicago 7, Ozark, and Nomadland. The Golden Globes will be delayed 2 months because of the pandemic, but they will still be the first major Hollywood award show. They will be staged February 28th, with Tina Fey hosting from New York and Amy Poehler in Los Angeles. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.